We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Joe, let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We're going to talk to Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com. Mike, happy Friday. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Mike, we are doing great, man. We really are. It's Friday. We're in the last hour of the show. We got that weekend, and, oh, yeah, it's all good. Hey, so I wanted to ask you, this Baker Mayfield stuff, trying to figure out when. I know it's getting old. It's getting to be an old topic now. Where does he end up? Do you have any feeling for where, when everybody gets done looking at their quarterback situation, where does this guy end up?
Well, it's an old topic, but it's unresolved, and it's one of the biggest issues still hovering over the NFL. I think yesterday's article from ESPN.com has the fingerprints all over it of Mayfield and or people close to him. I think he's trying to agitate his way out of Cleveland, and a lot of the complaints that are contained in the item written by Jake Trotter of ESPN just shows how toxic it's become between player and team. The one thing that really struck me, the belief by Mayfield and or those close to him that the Browns played him week 17 Monday night in Pittsburgh in a way that was intended to make him look hapless, to make him look inept, to lay the foundation for the move that came after the season to go get Deshaun Watson. If he truly believed that, I don't know how you ever come back from it. And I say that because, you know, earlier in the week when they didn't trade him during the draft and the dust started to settle, I thought, you know, the Browns may need this guy. If Deshaun Watson ends up being suspended right for a full year, you need him. Jacoby Brissett is not your full year replacement for Deshaun Watson. He's a 4-6 game replacement. So I think the Browns need to find a way to keep this under control. Mayfield clearly wants out. There is no obvious destination for him now. At least the Browns don't have to worry about the Steelers making a beeline for him because they drafted Kenny Pickett. But this is going to continue to get awkward, more and more messy. The Browns, I think, would like to find a way to just squat on him and wait for an opportunity to trade him. But that opportunity may never come. I mean, where does he go right now? I think they're waiting for an injury. Those injuries don't happen very often to quarterbacks in training camp and preseason. This thing may just be a mess. And through it all, the Browns owe him $18.8 million. And if he crosses the line in any way, if he engages in personal conduct detrimental to the best interest of the Browns, whatever the case may be, they could try to cut him and not pay him. The Ravens did that to Earl Thomas a couple of years ago. I don't know that it gets to that point, but this is something that's not going away anytime soon because the Browns aren't willing to just release him. I think the right thing to do at this point is just treat the $18.8 million as a sunk cost, part of the cost of doing business to get Deshaun Watson and move on. I just don't think the Browns are inclined to do it. They want to wait, and they want to see if they can get value for him.
Boy, the Browns better hope Jacoby Brissett's not starting 4-6 games. That's not going to be great for them. Woo, we saw that down here, buddy. Whoa, not good.
You know what? I'd rather have miserable Baker Mayfield. Right. I'm with you.
I'm just throwing it out there. And, Mike, I can't believe you didn't see this. I read this off your website. I already know where Baker's going because Pete Carroll already came out and said that he doesn't see them trading for a veteran quarterback.
That means he is. No intention.
Right. So it's happening. It's going to be in Seattle. Plus, he said the DK Metcalf deal will be done soon. DK is going to be traded. Baker will be their quarterback. I got the answer already.
Yeah. And look, I don't know what to believe when it comes to the Seahawks because of the Russell Wilson. We have no intention to trade him routine. And nothing is ever what meets the eye. There's always a strategy going on beneath the surface. I can't help but wonder, though, whether or not the Seahawks, and specifically Carroll, would like to show that they can win on their terms with their offense with Geno Smith or Drew Lock. And Geno Smith enters the competition as a leader because he knows the offense. He's been there for a while. Carroll said that over draft weekend. But the idea that if we can still be what we were with a different guy who isn't regarded as this great quarterback, then maybe Russell Wilson isn't Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers. Maybe it had something to do with the team that we put around him. So I don't know what they're trying to prove there. Or maybe they just don't want the distraction that goes along with Baker Mayfield. There was a thought at one point in the offseason that Mayfield's mindset fits Seattle's current us-against-the-world mentality. I don't know if Seattle's ready to sign on for it. Or maybe they are just playing it very cool. They are, you know, keeping their cards close to the vest and trying to get the best possible deal they can. And maybe they're just waiting for Mayfield to be released, and then they'll go get him. They'll pay him $1.035 million, and the Browns will pay the rest.
Mike, I got to ask you about this Ryan Tannehill, our former starting quarterback down here. His comments, boy, he hit a bunch of them. He was good for radio there for a couple of days. What did you think about his comments from everything from I had to go get therapy, I was so down in the dumps about losing, to his comments about Malik Willis and it's not my job to mentor him. What are your thoughts about the whole thing?
Well, let me start with his willingness to be transparent and candid and open and vulnerable when it comes to the fact that he ultimately needed to get therapy after throwing three interceptions and having the Titans season, a special season where they were the number one seed, end in 3 hours on a Saturday afternoon in January, and that loss to the Cincinnati Bengals. I think anytime someone who has a profile like Ryan Tannehill's speaks out that way, he saves lives. Because there are so many people out there who, for whatever reason, refuse to go get help when they need it. They refuse to admit to themselves that they need it. They think it's a sign of weakness. They don't want to take the time to do it. They're not quite sure where to go. They don't think it's going to make things any better. When you have a high-profile individual who stands up and says, I was in a dark place, I did something about it, and I'm better now, if it convinces just one person who hears him say it, who hears the people on radio talking about it, who reads the things written about it, who hears us right now. And you can never draw a bright line between point A and point B, but these are the kinds of messages that need to be sent to people, because there are a lot of folks who would benefit from admitting to themselves that they need to get some help and not continue to let bad experiences fester and linger and just keep them from being happy. Even if it doesn't save a life, if it lays the foundation for someone who isn't happy to be happy, that's a win. We all deserve to be happy, and we all need to do the things that we need to do to make us happy. As it relates to Malik Willis, I got no problem with what he said. You know, this became a bigger story than it should have been because Kurt Warner had to inject himself into the middle of it, and I wish he hadn't. Because, look, Kurt Warner surely wasn't happy when he got benched in 2004 for Eli Manning. So don't act all high and mighty, Kurt. That, you know, this idea that I'll never understand why someone doesn't want to mentor the next guy. Well, maybe Ryan Tannehill isn't ready to concede that Malik Willis is the next guy. Maybe Ryan Tannehill plans to be in Tennessee for six more years, making the pick of Malik Willis a waste of a draft selection. Why is he required to say, well, okay, he's their future, I'll do whatever I have to do to get him ready to come take my job and make it harder for me to earn the money that I'm accustomed to earning and live the life that I'm accustomed to living? So, no, I don't think that it's his job to mentor Malik Willis. That only happens in those rare situations where a guy knows he's got a year or two left, the team knows it, he's on board with it, everything's fine, and they specifically go out and get a guy, and they work with the veteran ahead of time and say, this is what we kind of hope you'll do. Will you do this? Yes, I'll do it. I'll be honored to do it. I want to make sure the team's in great shape when I leave. That's when it becomes a thing. It doesn't happen when you've got a starting quarterback who intends to be there and they go draft a guy who intends to be the starter. Yeah, in no situation like that should the veteran say, I'll teach him everything I know so he can make me irrelevant as soon as possible.
But that even happened down here with Fitzpatrick and Tua, where Fitz knew what was going to go on down here. When he got yanked, he was devastated. He was just devastated. I thought he was going to cry in one of those press conferences.
Do you really want your starting quarterback to be a guy who gets tapped on the shoulder and told to come out of the game and says, okay. No, you want a guy.
I don't think there's too many of those guys.
You want a guy who doesn't want to let go of the football.
Right. Yeah. Hey, Mike, we had something else that's been hot down here. I don't know how much you followed this college NIL that has really exploded with the amount of money from boosters and alumni and without a lot of regulations on it right now. This Jordan Addison, this wide receiver for Pitt, who's expected to be a high draft pick, is leaving Pitt and going in the transfer portal. And some of the money, it could be a seven-figure salary out there for 1 year if he's as good as everybody says. Yeah, well, that's why I wanted to ask you, what are your thoughts on the NIL and the explosion of money from where I think they thought it was going to be in reality what it's become?
This is the chaos that college football deserves. Decades of exploiting young men who have marketable skills that bring in billions, and everybody that goes to the college football game, everybody that's there working is getting paid except the players. It has been a corrupt system for far too long. To the extent that it is turning college football and college basketball on its head, it's long overdue. This is what you get when you don't come up with a way to fairly and properly compensate the players for what they bring to the table. And it is going to realign everything, and it is going to cause major college football to fracture into different levels and tiers. And here in West Virginia, I fully accept that the Mountaineers are going to be a fourth-tier program before it's all said and done, because they're not going to be able to compete financially with some of these other schools that can get the boosters in place to line up these mega millions that are going to go into the pockets of the players. And along the way, it's less money those boosters are going to be given to the program. So in a roundabout way, the programs are going to be paying the players because they're losing the money that otherwise would have gone to them. But this is what happens. This is the chaos you deserve when you take advantage of a corrupt system for all those years that college football was able to get away with it. I'm amazed that they got away with it for as long as they did. I think they recognized 20 years ago the reckoning was coming, and they just kept pushing. And now they've got a mess, and it's going to take 20 more years to really figure it all out.
The other part of this we talk about is a transfer portal. And speaking of that, as you know, because you follow your West Virginia guys there, two of them are at UM now, University of Miami. What are your thoughts on the transfer portal?
I think that the players should have the maximum ability and opportunity to do whatever they want to do, especially if they're not being paid directly by the school. They didn't go to school for an education. I don't say all, but you're artificially blocked from going to the NFL, even if you would want to. And the NFL has that stupid rule, you got to be out of high school for at least 3 years before you can enter the draft, because we can't have 18-year-olds competing against grown men. Well, some 18-year-olds are ready to compete against grown men, and they're good enough that they could walk right off of a high school field onto an NFL field. It is a rule that is put in place to prop up college football to ensure that they get free labor for 3 years from these players before they go to the NFL. So these kids don't have any choice. They go to college to major in football. And every guy who's a great high school player who gets an offer to go play at a major Division I college football program believes he's getting to the NFL. You can talk until you are blue in the face about how hard it is to make that next jump. Each guy individually thinks, I'm good enough to do it. That confidence is what makes them great up to that point. They eventually hit a ceiling. They don't know where it is. We don't know where it is. But that's why they take those offers. Some of them are good enough to go play professionally, and they would if they could. You got to go play at the college level before you can get into the NFL. So if there's an opportunity to get paid, if there's an opportunity to go to a place where you think you're better positioned to get to the NFL, I have no problem with it. None whatsoever. The colleges always make the decisions that are best for them. If you're not good enough, you're gone. If there's an opportunity for that player to go somewhere else, I think more power to him. Let him make those decisions. Fans don't like it, you know, because they want their teams to be stocked with the best possible players. But at some point, you got to think about the guys who are actually out there playing the game, taking the physical risks, making the sacrifices, putting in the effort. They should be allowed to go wherever they want, whenever they want, in my opinion.
Mike, we got to let you go, but you can make West Virginia, you know, great again. You could get the NIL going for Pro Football Talk. You could have them just do commercials for you. All of a sudden, West Virginia, top five team in the country.
I'd rather buy a Ferrari.
Great answer.
Yeah, for yourself. Exactly.
Right. Thank you, Mike.
Not everybody else.
Thanks, Mike.
See you guys. See
you. Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com. I was waiting on that one for
you. So too. Mike's done real well. I want to know more about Mike Florio.
Right.
Like, Mike's pro football talk has exploded.
Wow, a five-star kid just went to West Virginia. And
no, but I like
he's doing a pro football talk commercial.
Like, Mike's just not going to the beach for vacation. I mean, come on, isn't he? He's taking the family in there.
Remember,
he's
for a while,
Italy he gets the whole weeks. Island.
But wait a minute, for a while, you know, Mike didn't fly anywhere. I don't know if he still does. Remember, he would drive everywhere. Super Bowl is everything. He got like the little pro football talk bus or whatever.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he didn't fly for the beginning years that we knew him anywhere. Wouldn't get on a
West Virginia, by the way, some great skiing. If you like skiing on ice.
I did not. Are you serious?
No, it was really bad, but they do have skiing there, so it's not a terrible place to go.
You got me. Right. I didn't know.
It's our surf.
It's ice wilderness.
We're going to have Eric Reed join us, talk a little bit about tonight's big game three and trying to figure out if Joel Embiid. You think he plays? You guys think he plays?
No, I don't.
I think he plays.
Yeah, I think he plays.
Man, I think all of a sudden that concussion is going to feel a lot better today. I might be wrong.
109, 101. Heat win.
They win without him. I'm going to woof. All right. Right now, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy deal. Great way for me to finish up this weekend and tell you, if you've got some time, you're starting to look around, and you haven't been to your South Florida Chevy dealers, you got to get out there. We got convenient locations and great people working at all of them. All over the place, all over South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. And when you get there, you're going to see our best overall products we've ever had. And you say, well, Joe, what do you mean by that when you say that? Well, our Tahoes and Suburbans, when I'm talking about our big, beautiful SUVs and my favorite products, because I'm a big guy and I'm about being comfortable. And boy, nobody makes you more comfortable than a Tahoe and a Suburban with that brand new look and more space. How's that for starters? We got new and used for you. The midsize SUV, not a bad way to go. You talk about a lot of room for a midsize SUV with a great look. It's the Traverse. And man, they are fantastic. Take it for a test drive this weekend. And then our smaller SUVs like the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and Equinox. Yeah, I've got a Tahoe and I got a Trailblazer, and I love them. Anything with the T right now, and I'm loving it. Silverado truck family. We've got big, strong, durable trucks for you. Whether it's a full-time working truck, a weekend working truck, or a family truck too, we got the combination truck that's perfect for your lifestyle. Corvettes and Camaros are still sexy. Oh man, that Corvette, that new Corvette, I'm sorry. If you're a Chevy person, you have to admit, you like the Corvette, the new one, it just dropped the mic right there. Hey, what are you waiting for this weekend? Stop by and fall in love. It's your South Florida Chevy dealer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.